And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. O prosper it, the work of our hands. Shalom. We are on Parshas Shelach. The Pasuk, the verse, in Bamidbar 13:2, reads, Shelach lecha anashim ve'yaturu et eretz kinam asher ani notem livnei Israel ish echad lemate avotav tish lachu kol nasi vachem. Send thou men, that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give you unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall ye send a man, every one a prince among them. Okay, let's see what we can understand here. Every verse in the Torah has many levels of interpretation. To simplify the understanding of Torah multi-dimensional makeup, our sages teach that there are four levels of Torah interpretation: Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, which is Kabbalah. And each of these levels can be further subdivided in the same four levels. Thus, Pshat of Pshat, the Remez of Pshat, the Drush of Pshat, and Sod of Pshat. The Pshat of Remez, Remez of Remez, Drush of Remez, and the Sod of Remez. The Pshat of Drush, Remez of Drush, Drush of Drush, and Sod of Drush. And the Pshat of Sod, Remez of Sod, Drush of Sod, and finally, the Sod of Sod. Clearly, an academic structuring. This formulation is a powerful guideline to Torah levels of understanding, although mostly we speak of the plain four levels. That's just how it is done. Through these levels, one can see and learn Torah from an ever deeper perspective, for the themes actually unfold and are spiritually guided by the level of the individual's neshama, soul, the level that he can perceive. Each one has a different level. Some can see in many of these levels at the same time, weaving a powerful web network of connections, which is neither linear nor flat, but rather made of interwoven layers and truly quantic in nature. Moreover, the deeper the level of understanding, the greater the Torah material is understood and subsumed in the actual level, because one level has the other in it, and so forth and so on. Of course, this is all very subtle and infinitely complex. Yet, it is a reality of true kosher spiritual Torah revelation and understanding. Those who can traverse the various levels are said to walk the Garden of Pardes, which is a Talmudic reference to Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. That's the acrostic, the Reshei Tavot of Pardes, makes up those four words, which is found in the Masechet Hagiga, Daf 14 Amud Bet, meaning the types of approaches to biblical exegesis or interpretation and codes. This is our Mesorah, our legacy to understand Torah. In the language of the Talmudic masters and even before, this method of unlocking the Torah codes was called Pesher. This is different than Pshat, which is a literal and rational understanding of the Torah text. It is from here that the duality of Pshat and Sod arose in later Judaism. The way of the ancient teacher of righteousness has never been lost or forgotten. It has has been practiced by sages of the Torah and Talmud throughout the centuries. We see this, for example, in the Sefer Yetzirah, where very old mind expansion techniques are taught, which clearly helps you develop your mind to other levels of reception. Still, when the text is learned properly as a guide to expanding consciousness and not studied in a wasteful academic intellectual setting, one can unlock its secrets and learn to see with previously blind inner eyes. When one properly trains one's mind in accordance to the ancient techniques, one causes specific activities in the organic brain to occur, enabling it to experience extrasensory perceptions. Essentially, it is encoded in our DNA that when specific mind activity is activated, then the physical forms in the DNA and the structures they form realign to enable clairvoyant sight. This is something that needs to be experienced. It is not an academic pursuit. It's not philosophical. It's not a philosophical discussion. It's a deep, old, and true kosher experience. Now, truly, there are many fluxes and tracks, often we use this word, that can unfold from each letter and verse of the Torah. Although the aforementioned classification of levels is not necessarily a conscious thing, but it is what it is. A union of rational and intuitive psychic knowing. This is very important. It's left and right brain activity, because as we say, it is Torah Chaim, Torah of life. The Torah is alive. It's not a dry academic philosophical text that has to be memorized and this is what represents a person's understanding of Torah. It's much more than that. This means that everything begins with the training of the mind. When the mind is properly trained, it can thus see multidimensionally. As such, the one with such ability can gaze upon the page of a book of Torah and, with simple intent and will, see beyond the written word into the living, moving, and breathing soul of the text beneath the words. This is truly the experience of Torah, where the person becomes an appropriate kli, a recipient, to the guiding inner voice, a most powerful and transforming thing. Still, there is much more. And while here I reveal some, I must hide much more. So, in our case, the verse that we brought, "Send thou men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give you unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a prince among them." This is a layer, a pshat layer of Torah. So let's see what we can bring from that, from deeper levels, from other understandings. There is a spiritual track I wish to share a bit with you. Just a time, just a taste. Now listen. When you pray and receive a measure of Hasagat Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, guiding your thoughts to investigate the many worlds, know this. These places are yours to know. However, you must first get rid of their impurities at your level. Each one of us has a mission, a tachlis. Do so by understanding that guidance, which is the inner voice, will lead you to face each one of these worlds. Will lead you to face each of these worlds' challenges in a way that specifically corresponds to an aspect of your character. This is the track I understand from this verse. Now meditate upon that. You see, the ordinal gematria of this entire pasuk I just read is 916, and that is the equal gematria of the tefillot, prayers. And the ordinal gematria of send thou men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give you unto the children of Israel, just that second part, is 136. That being the same numerical value of call, voice. What is this voice? This is the bat kol. In fact, the Zohar in this parsha, Shelach Lecha, on Daf 169 Amud Aleph, speaks of the secret of the echo, Kala de Hadra, that the rabbis called the bat kol, the daughter, the derivation of the voice. Tosafot, in the Masechet Sanhedrin, the Daf 11 Amud Aleph, interprets a bat kol as an echo of Hashem. We see that the voice carries Kedusha, as kol can be read kuf ol, or lo, if you do a tzeruf, an anagram. And the letter kuf stands for Kedusha. In the Gemara, it speaks even more specifically of the Kadosh. This is in the Gemara of Shabbat, Daf 104, Amud Aleph. When the person hears with his inner mind the guidance from above, he immediately becomes imbued with the spirit of holiness. This, what has been said, must be heard again, meditated upon. This is very important. Now, the ordinal gematria of send thou men, shlach lecha nashim, is 146, the equal gematria of panai, his face, and of olam, world. In the Tehillim 105, in the verse 4, David HaMelech says, seek his presence. The word for presence, literally his face, is panai. And both olam and panai have gematria 146. There's a very deep truth that the world shows the face of God in the sense of the glory of God. But to have a sense of this, we must look deeper than with our own eyes. For the word for world, olam, comes from the root elam, which means hidden. So the person needs to learn the knowledge and knowing of how to, quote-unquote, send his men, shlach lecha nashim, to seek his presence. More so, the gematria katan of every tribe of their father shall ye send a man, everyone, a prince among them, plus the kolel, for the 10 words, is 131. That means the value of 1 times 10, because they are 10 words. So we have an addition of 10. So the total now is 131. And that's the gematria of Samakel, the Satan, which is written Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. He's the chief of the impurities, the Sitracha, the other side. And this verse's ordinal gematria is 328, that being the same gematria of Hoshech, which is darkness. Again, a metaphor describing the Sitracha. So we see the concept of having to deal with the worlds, but having to address the impurities, the challenges that we have to face in order to conquer it. So we have to send the spies, our men. Let me explain that more. The Reshei Tavot of every tribe of their father shall he send a man, everyone, a prince among them, is Aleph, 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 Lamed, Aleph, Tav, Haf, Nun, Bet. And it has gematria 507. And this is the same numerical value of the admatenu, and our lens, a connection to the concept of worlds from that track that I was explaining, meaning the worlds which must be conquered in order for the individual to mature, to grow, to ascend. See, from the general mental construct, which is the Av, the father of the thoughts, there stands apart a primary and guiding thought. This is the Ben, the son, or men. You understand this connection in a second. So this specific thought must have a precise kavana, intention. Each thought by itself is not enough. In order to go and deal with the worlds and understand this track of sending your thoughts, your men, and dealing with the worlds so you can seek his presence, you must have also a kavanah together with the thought. So we have a primary general construct, which is the Av. That's the primary guiding thought, the inspiration. And the Ben is the concept of the particular thoughts when you are thinking, meditating, the guidance that you are receiving, how it's being processed rationally, in fact. But that has to have a precise kavanah, an intention, which in itself is a completely different subject, but I just wanted to bring it here in a more general sense. Why you need that? So you can focus on the particular rectification of an inner world. And this is the whole concept of being a mehaven, of davening with kavanah, which is a very complex subject, but I'm just explaining here in a different sense. And this is the Nasi Vahem, the prince among them. The prince is the Kavanah, with Gematria Katan plus 2 for the Kolil of the words being 23. And this is the equal Gematria of Kavanot, the intentions. Of course, this track that I explain from this verse needs to be understood, meditated upon. Listen again to this. Let your mind flow, not just rationally, but intuitively, psychically, and you will see how we can be close to the glory of Hashem as we grow and ascend spiritually and allow ourselves to hear the call, the inner voice. Baruch Adonai L'olam, Amen V'Amen. Until next time, thank you very much. Shalom.